Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, gotwords.com. Jeffrey, also chiefhomeofficer.com, and Roadshow Mojo? What's that one? The other one?
Road Trip Mojo.
Road Trip Mojo.
Road Trip Mojo. So if you enjoy RVing and camping and maybe even a little arts and music festival scene, check it out. It's a lot of fun.
If you need any words, folks, and most of you do, you need help with your putting your best foot forward online or whatever. Jeffrey is the man. He's one of the top wordsmiths, copywriters. On the planet, and I encourage you to check that out at gotwords.com. Hey, Jeffrey, let's take a moment and talk about getting along. I mean, you're Jewish. I'm Christian. We've got this melting pot of a nation. We got all these people. It takes all of us to all different kinds of people made this nation what it is. Most people get along really well, like you and me and all the people you work with and all the people I work with. It really works really well. But we need to find a way to be more civil to each other. And I worry that the fringes, we've got fringes, and I don't just mean the whack jobs. I mean some of the people that you don't think of being the fringe people. I worry that we're polarizing ourselves too much, and it's causing the whack jobs to come out and do stupid things like what happened in Jersey City this week and Pensacola earlier. What do you think? What are we going to do about all this?
I got to tell you, I think we have to stay true to who we as individuals are, without sounding trite again, put our best foot forward individually. And I shared something on social media today, and it's sort of be that person that you want others to be, sort of be that beacon, be that role model, and just pay it forward. If you hold the door for somebody, you let someone in traffic, you greet people with kindness. You know, I read something again online today about a woman who she's 89 years old, was a Holocaust survivor, and she tried to propose. I think from what I read, she's either a politician or she proposed something. I think it was in Milan, Italy, and she received hundreds of death threats. And
wow.
So that people should go online and just check it out.
But see that would never. Now see, we got to be honest about this, Jeffrey. As wonderful as technology is, that would never have happened. Could not have happened. Prior to social media,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but the what happened was, and what's most moving, is there's video of thousands of people going to the streets in support of her, and
yeah.
It's just, I mean,
yeah.
Thousands. And so you speak of the fringes.
That's good.
I think
that's good.
At our heart and soul, we are good people.
Well,
you know,
no question.
I don't think anyone means ill. For the grander sense, I mean, obviously there's people out there who will go and kill at random and you know, they're terrorists and they're, you know, evildoers as there were. But most of us, and if you wipe off the fringes from one side or the other, most of us mean well. I think it's up to us to display that.
But Jeffrey, I don't think anymore is enough that we just display it. I think some of us need to have the courage to talk it down, to tone it down. I'm part of a group that is an international group that has discussions over a listserv, and somebody was using really bad language, just, you know, cursing, using bad curse words.
Yeah.
There were men and women on this thread, and I just said, hey guys, I think we can have this conversation without the bad language.
Right.
And then one of the ladies sent me something, saw on the side and said, thank you for saying that. Now, see, I mean, and it stopped. It stopped that. I was at a dinner and somebody was calling out for no reason, unprovoked, talking about President Trump and calling him names like you wouldn't call anybody. And I said, sir, I don't know you, but, you know, can we talk about what's going on with if you want to talk politics, fine. But why is it necessary to use those expletives, that pejorative language? And he settled. He settled back in his chair and he said, "You're right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that." I think we need to have the courage to call people out like that and tone this thing down. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think that
like those people in those videos.
There have been so many characterizations and observations and sort of comparisons made to what is going on today, what has gone on historically. I shared something from you know, again, another thinker, Elie Wiesel, who was an author, but he was, again, a Holocaust survivor.
Legendary.
And he said, you cannot stay silent. He said, staying silent is being complicit. He said, and that's in any sense, the right, the left, the good, the bad. If you are quiet, you are part of the problem. And
what is it
that
somebody, I've forgotten who said this, Jeffrey, but somebody said once, if they'll come for me, eventually they'll come for you.
Yeah, if they came for the socialists, they came for the gays, they came for this one, they came for the Jews, they
think
came
we
for
all,
whomever,
I
and
think,
eventually
I,
there was
I'd
no
like
one there
to encourage
to
everybody to have enough courage to step up and back some of this stuff off. Hey, Jeffrey, I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of our world.
Thank you for the conversation. It's always a pleasure. Here's to a great year ahead.
Jeffrey Zabar, happy Hanukkah, by the way. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.